From RSU Radio in Claremore, Oklahoma, you're listening to It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman. And now your host, Caden Coleman.
Welcome all. Welcome everybody. Welcome your mom, your cat, and your bald-headed granny to It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman. I'm your host, Caden Coleman, as always. And with me is the fantastic, lovely Kayla Broker.
Thank you. I just want to point out that my grandma's not bald.
She isn't.
No.
Do you know, I hope to one day be the bald granny that everyone talks about.
How's that going to work?
We'll see. We'll see where life takes me.
Okay. Fair enough.
It's been a while since I've even seen you in person. It's been tragic.
Last week.
Yeah, but man, just like so long ago.
And we literally saw each other at work yesterday.
True, but it's different. It's in this setting. You know what I mean? I don't know. We've been going through finals week struggles.
Yep.
It's been rough.
Let me get someone to...
So if we're not very high energy this episode, I apologize. We're kind of drained. We're drained thin.
But do not be afraid because we only have 2 weeks till Christmas. Just want to point that out. So that's something to look forward to.
Yeah. And Spider-Man No Way Home.
True.
So these two things to look forward to. Life is on the come up thanks to Spider-Man.
And we hit a new year. I saw a meme. I thought it was very accurate. And it said... I have not seen one post saying 2022 is my year because people are afraid. They're scared to admit that it's going to be their year because it most likely will not.
When people say I love the new year because you see all the people, all the streets saying, wow, you thought I killed it this year. Wait till next year. Or it's like,
yeah,
I'm leaving all my struggles behind in 2021. And not to be negative or anything, but like, girl, you don't think you're going to have any obstacles next year?
Well, I don't think they're admitting they'll have no obstacles. I think that they're just expecting a smoother year.
But then again, it's
no one
more
expects
about
to have a perfect year.
It's more about expecting and fighting resilience. And I feel like next year's going to be my year.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
It's kind of like it's going to be that girl next year.
You're the first person that I've heard say 2022 is going to be your year.
2022.
So hopefully it is.
What a mouthful too. 2022.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that different than 2021. It's the same syllables.
But just 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2. Just over and over again.
Just wait till it's February 2nd, 2022.
2:22 p.m. We got to document that moment. The fact that you thought about that just
that'll
now,
be a moment in history, I can guarantee you.
Let's talk about that real quick. This is random. But do you notice that every month there's like something happening in space that's happens once every 1,000 years? I'm like, guys, how many times can we have this a year?
Yeah, they're like a new asteroid for the first time in 60,000 years.
You can see it for the first time in 6 million years. It's like, bruh.
Were the cavemen looking at that same asteroid or something? Like, what's going on?
Well, not
there?
That, but I'm saying, like, how many Jurassic life events happen once a year in space?
But I think we can relate this to one of our previous episodes. Like, those TikToks are like, imagine putting a Wii Fit DVD inside of a cookie dough, and it, like things like that happen all the time that are just like the first ever of its kind.
But like, why do I care? Well, I don't know.
I think it's cool.
It's cool. It's
this
just,
is the first time you're ever hearing It's Kind of Late on a Friday, December 11th, 2021. It's the first time it's ever happened. So,
do you feel a legendary?
I think I do.
Wow.
We're making history right here. I just checked it. It's the 11th Saturday. Today's the 10th. It's not Saturday yet. Counting down the days till Spider-Man.
Counting down the days. That's the will to live. This has gotten us through finals week. I get a text like from Caleb every once every 2 days. Like, guys, 9 days.
And yeah, it's exciting.
2 days beforehand, I was like, guys, 11 days. Can you believe it?
12 hours.
And then even he's like, guys, this is the best one. 2 weeks before it comes out, he's like, guys, imagine 2 weeks from this moment right now, we'll be sitting in a theater watching Spider-Man.
2 weeks from now, we would have seen it already. I mean, What in the world? This is one of those movies that I think is going to be like a... Like, people talk about cinematic masterpieces all the time. This one's going to be that.
Let's hope. I need it to be a masterpiece, like, mentally.
You know, you're not very optimistic for someone who says 2022 is his best year.
Well, no, I'm just tired. Like, I'm tired, like, sleepy.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but it's just going to keep on getting busier the rest of the year.
Yeah, I know. Holiday season's going to be crazy. And
except for some of us.
Can you believe it's almost halfway through December?
This month's been super fast.
And it's kind of late. My baby has been, how old is this kind of late? Premiered in March. So March, April, like May, months. June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Almost 9 months.
Nine months old.
Almost. We started at the very end of March, didn't we? Or very end of...
The very end of it.
March, yeah.
Imagine...
Like the last weekend of March.
We could reach a 1 year very, very soon.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I mean, we'll have our 9 month anniversary just... 8 month anniversary? I don't know. In just a couple weeks.
But think about it. 2022, we'll have our 1 year anniversary. I'm already crying thinking about it.
Wow. The crowd is crying as well.
I know. We're trying to reminisce on the good times because, again, finals week has got us so down. Oh, gosh. It's going to be a sad episode. It's a good life.
No, this is not sad. It's a good life. This is an uplifting episode. We're going to be chilling. We're going to be talking about some crazy stories. We're going to be...
Guys, it is finals week. So, you know what that means. Every college kid out there, their brain is rotting. And coffee and pure willpower is the only thing that is keeping us alive, as well as kind of late. So we decided to honor and metaphorically resemble this brain deterioration by creating an episode that is so chaotic, it's going to be so hard to follow. That's the episode. And we're going to go off the wall crazy.
Yeah.
I know, I was listening to older episodes, and let me tell you, last week's episode of the Thanksgiving, was it last week?
That was not last week. That was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, well, whatever episode featured
2 weeks ago.
Maria Turkey,
yeah,
our favorite Maria Turkey, moderating our debate over Thanksgiving, that was just a fun episode.
It was very good, yeah.
I recommend if you have not heard that one, go back and listen to it, because it is so much a joy to hear us rant and then like reasonably laugh after. Feels good.
And if you have listened to that, and even if you haven't, I am not proud of my performance in those debates.
Maybe in the future we'll do like a rematch, maybe Christmas edition.
I think that I needed to be more prepared though. Like we took a class that was argument and persuasion, and even very prepared. I wasn't great, but I was still better than I was. Like I feel like I was just kind of thrown in the ringer.
Yeah, that class was heated.
It was indeed. It was all about arguments.
Yeah.
So, of course, well, it was.
Yeah. Imagine that class now. That was pre-COVID. Imagine that class after COVID.
That was the class. It wasn't, I guess it technically was pre-COVID, but it was kind of during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was the semester that we got cut off. We were like, oh, extra spring break, and then went all online the next month.
Mm-hmm. And also, I might want to blame my... you know, tired attitude on my booster shot, maybe, which I got yesterday. But no, I'm not really feeling any sickness at all. But
that's be nice.
Booster shot's nice.
I am scared to get it.
Why?
I think we talked about it on the show before, but my experience with both COVID shots were not good. And I would still.
But that's not against the vaccine.
I'm not discouraging if you want to go get one, but I am hesitant to do it.
Well,
let's just say if you didn't know, I was literally hospitalized, kind of. I mean, I went to the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't good.
At like 5 in the morning. I wasn't hospitalized for like days. It was just I went there, like, oh, here's some drugs, and then sent me on my way. But mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, what happens if I am hospitalized after the booster?
Have you gotten COVID since?
No.
Science. Want people to get the vaccine because a safer world is a better world. I don't know, cheesy stuff back and forth. I don't know. Speaking of things happening once in a lifetime. Back to our space conversation.
Yeah, like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. What a good transition, Caden, already. Missing cat reunited with Texas family after 6 years of being missing. 6 years. I can't even remember who I was 6 years ago. And they found their lost cat from 6 years ago.
I don't know if I believe that. Because have you ever seen the movie Meet the Fockers? And there's a part in that movie where like they lose the dog and they find another, or it's a cat, they use a cat and then find a very similar cat and just paint over it and pretend it's the same one.
I they feel paint like over like the happened. They paint the dog?
Yeah, because it was like their cat they originally had was like a white cat with like a white tail, or a black cat with a white tail. And then the guy just finds a random black cat and then like paints the tail white and it looks just like the same cat.
PETA's like, no.
But I mean, like, how do you know that's the same cat after 6 years? I can't just tell you.
Let's read it. From UPI. Animal rescuers in Texas said a cat recently picked up as a stray was reunited with her family, who revealed the feline had been missing for 6 years. San Antonio Animal Control Services said in a Facebook post that a stray cat was picked up, blah, 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 blah. The responding officer discovered the female had a microchip. So
okay.
It had to be.
Yeah. That's valid then.
Unless you're... I'll tell you.
But if they were that committed to finding the cat, why didn't they find them 5.5 years before that? Like, why do they wait 6 years to find him? If he's microchipped.
Well, microchips is more... No, you don't track... Microchip doesn't track it. It's not a GPS tracker. It's like you can take a cat or an animal, a stray one, to the shelter, and they'll identify the cat via the microchip.
You stupid.
It's kind of like a contact card.
I always thought it was just like a little tracker.
No.
Because you know how they put like little trackers on like sharks and stuff whenever they release them to the ocean?
That's not even what they do either.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Really?
Yeah. Like, if they like rescue animals, they'll put them back in the wild with trackers just to, like, keep up with them and make sure they're like doing okay. And they'll like track where they travel and like go in the ocean and they have.
I thought that was just like population sake, like tagging them with the colors.
No. No. Okay. Like, there's like, it's mainly for like aquatic animals, but like they'll like, they'll just send a shark back to the ocean with like a little like tracker on them.
So if there's any shark attacks, they're responsible.
I wouldn't say they're responsible.
Because they know where they're going.
But they weren't in charge of the shark. They're not like.
But if they see a shark coming to the shore or whatever, they're like, get off this beach.
It's mainly just for research purposes. Like they see like how they respond after going back to the wild, after being in captivity, for being rescued, and if they go back to normal habits and, you know, that kind of thing.
But let's put it in perspective. You're 12 years old. Your cat goes missing. Okay? 6 years later, you're 18 years old.
Probably in college.
Yeah. About to go to college, yeah. And your cat's like, what up?
Meow.
Meow, meow, meow.
And you're like, oh.
Like, oh,
Whiskers
but-
is back.
You see, Whiskers?
Whiskers is back.
That's a classic name. I don't know.
That's crazy, though.
So you can't say it's not true because it's microchipped.
Yeah, unless they fake the microchip.
Somebody's like trading out microchips between animals.
I mean, at this day and age, there's so many weird things happening. I would not guess.
I know the devious licks of people out there are just too much devious lick.
Devious lick. What is that?
You ever heard of that?
I have, but
so
some people haven't.
All right, for people listening that don't know what a devious lick is. Basically,
explaining memes with Caden Coleman.
Basically, a devious lick is where you're normally a good person, but you got a rebellious side, okay?
Yeah.
And
everyone does, I think.
Every once in a while, you get a break at it. And usually it's stealing something. You rebel with your devious
lick. I'll explain it. That was weird. I don't know why you said it like that. There's a trend on TikTok a while back where people would go into bathrooms and steal stuff, and they call them devious licks. That's the
thing. I guess it's the way to make it anticlimactic.
I mean, that's what happens. People would go and they would just steal like paper towel dispensers and trash cans and just take.
You
them
know, home. As somebody with IBS, that's disrespectful.
Well, I mean, at least you don't. I don't think RSU really does that, so you're good here.
Well, I don't know. There's some devious licks people out there.
I've never seen them.
Well, do you know what people are about to see?
What?
A break.
Let me.
Comedy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, right after this break, more It's Kind of Late. Don't want to miss it. Finals Big Edition. Welcome back to It's Kinda Late. Welcome it's Caden again.
It's Kinda Late.
Are you doing do me again?
Nah, we.
Do you know how you always before. Impersonate me? I think you're me. Switched around. I think you're me doing the intro.
I have done that before.
I know, but then do it again.
Hello, hello. Welcome to It's Kinda Late. I'm your host, Caden. What a great week to be alive. I'm here with my wonderful producer, Caleb.
Well.
Yeah, that's what it has.
Thank you, Caden. I'm so honored to be here. We should do a whole episode where we just switch roles.
You said that last time. That'd be interesting. When's opposite day? Like, can we do that on opposite day?
Do you? I actually read something about opposite day. It's a paradox within itself.
Oh, true. Yeah. Because
the opposite day can't exist because the opposite day of opposite day is not opposite day.
It's regular day. But the opposite of regular day is an opposite day.
But the opposite of opposite day is regular day.
I just realized, Kate.
We're freaking geniuses.
April Fool's Day falls on a Friday. Put that out there.
How many gags we're going to put on the air?
Guys, the broadcast isn't working. Oh, no.
Well, there is another holiday coming up, okay? And it's not April 1st. It's New Year's and Christmas. And I found a new record, okay? As always.
We love talking about new records.
New York family tops their own Guinness Book of World Records with 687,000 lights on their property alone.
Imagine the electric bill.
They must be rich.
Well, I mean, if they can afford that many lights, they're going to be.
It's the guy, Tim Gay of the Grongeville. The Grangeville. I don't know.
Those are totally different words.
The Grange. Tim Gay of the Grangeville.
Okay.
Whose family first the record with most lights in 2012 with 346,283. Beat it in 2014 with a different record with 601,736.
Holy cow.
And then this year tops all years again with 687,000.
I'm waiting for the day that somebody reaches a million
on their property.
I mean, if it is any comparison, I hung up like 300 a couple weeks ago. So,
The family's annual light display serves as a fundraiser for local charities, and includes the Unionvale Fire Department's Community Fund. Gay said he's hoping to collect $500,000 with this year's show. Wow, what a great cause!
That's awesome. Wow.
Well, when he grew up in a family of 8 children,
wow,
and has made the holidays magical for the whole family. Well, and then for Thanksgiving, he made his house Grand Central Station.
That right there is literally Home Alone. Because didn't his family have like 8 kids and they, you know?
Yeah, and he's like, you know what? I love Christmas.
But then he kind of, hopefully didn't lose a kid.
What is it? What's the kid's name in the Christmas movie? Kevin! That's it. That part is so good. Oh, here's a funny thing. Speaking of Christmas, one of my favorite things to watch or listen to during the Christmas season is an old podcast that me and Kayla were a part of.
It wasn't that old.
It's old. It seems ancient to me.
Unfortunately, it was not that
Christmas
old.
Christmas of 2019, we were a part of this podcast called The Ramblers, okay? You can go look it up till this day.
I think this is the first time we've ever mentioned it before.
It is, and it feels kind of right, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It feels like a look back in history since we're reaching the new year.
I mean, and we kind of, yeah, this is where we pretty much started. That's where we got inspiration for the show. And
we should have one episode where we just review the first episode of The Ramblers and like how far we've come. Because we were just initially just some kids around a microphone.
And well, I will say there was 2 other guys, so we could bring them in the studio and do a little reunion.
Ramblers
it could
X. It's kind of late.
Someday.
I don't know. The production value is just so much different. You know what I mean? Going from actual airwaves, man, my voice is cracking all over the episode today.
That's okay.
I'm getting emotional. Sorry.
We started on literally recording on USB microphones, mm-hmm. literally trying to figure out how to soundproof dorm rooms.
It's so funny
to sit
too.
In the radio stations.
What we did too, it's so embarrassing, is we got all 4 clips, we clapped, and then aligned them perfectly. Here's the good part is that
it was difficult.
I, for some reason, have episode one saved, my recording. And every time I shuffle music, sometimes you'll hear 3, 2, 1. Hey guys, Rimless Podcast.
I had no idea. Yes. How else are we supposed to edit this though? Just to preface this, I edited every episode. And yeah. I had to figure out how to line up 4 audio clips that are all recording at the same time.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know what else to do besides clap, so I don't know. But I think it ended up, the more you listen, the better it gets. But I mean, I wouldn't recommend going to listen all of them. I mean, if you want to, you can. But
yeah.
We still get revenue to this day. There's some good
episodes. What do you say?
We still get revenue to this day.
Really?
It's like a penny every couple
months. I've not gotten a penny.
Well, neither have I. It's still sitting in the bank.
The bank, the $1.
I think we went up to $4 at one point, actually.
And you got all of it?
No, I never. I took those $4 and went and bought me a McChicken. No, it's still there.
Excuse me, a McChicken's only $1.
And actually $1.10.
The reason I bring up the Rainbows Podcast is because our Christmas episode filled my heart up.
Yeah, with Christmas cheer.
With so much joy. Christmas spirit, and the arguments you have over the Christmas table what am I saying?
Well, I'm gonna give them some behind the scenes real quick. We recorded that sitting in one of our friend's bedroom, and there was somebody else in the room that wasn't on the podcast. He was just sitting
that
there.
That is so funny.
Like, yeah, we have some behind the scenes.
One of our other friends was literally laying on the bed, and all the rest of us were on the floor.
We're all sitting on the debating, floor with our USB microphone.
Debating what is the best Christmas movie ever, because we know that 4 white guys need to get their opinions across.
It's entertaining.
It was funny, because I still am holding a grudge, because I was vouching for Elf.
You were outvoted in almost all the categories.
Exactly. I don't know. Go watch it.
It was very interesting. And again, if you want to listen, the Ramblers, there is a copycat out there as well.
Do not mention that. Oh, actually, yeah, we
don't.
Can.
Don't. The one that has the 4 icons is us. We are 4 icons.
Of course. What was the other one called? Let's bring
it was called
up.
The Ramblers.
You're kidding.
There's another podcast called The Ramblers. We talked about this on one of the episodes. You have to go listen to it. This is kind of it's weird plugging something that we did in high school while we're at a college radio station, but.
We're not really plugging it.
No. We literally said go listen to it.
Go listen to it if you dare.
So we're plugging threateningly.
Go listen to it if you have the drive.
Audacity.
If you have the audacity to do it.
Go do
it. I guess, go do it, I guess. No, or you went, pretend we didn't say anything.
Well, here's the thing. Whatever you do in your life, you're not allowed to do any of that until you listen to It's Kind of Late or RSG Radio in general. So stay here. Don't go anywhere until, you know, once you're done, then you can go listen, I guess. I don't know.
All right, guys. That's wrap for the episode. See you later. What a great outro.
Go listen or no.
Sorry. I don't know why I hopped on that Ramblers train. But
well, because, it was an important piece of our Christmas, like... I want to say tradition, but it happened once. I don't know.
Well, I mean, Christmas it feels lore. Like every Christmas in particular, I listen to it. It gives me emotional. And it's like humble beginnings for what we are now. Now we're about to graduate. And that was freshman year of college.
We graduated high school, yeah. Right after. Like, we were in college, yeah.
Yeah, freshman year of college. My.
First semester.
Oh my goodness. Hold on, pause. We're reminiscing so much, but... Do you remember when we recorded it in the break room and everyone had to chug along their USB microphones? And then, of course, Caden was like, you know what? I'm going to buy a Shure SM7B with a mixer and everything. Yeah. So I'm chugging along cords on cords.
Yeah. In this one room, we had 4 laptops that were all plugged into an outlet with all of us had cords running from our microphone to the computer. Caden had like 6 cords from his microphone
and they echo like no other. An echo like no other. And then half the time, one of our friends' microphone never even worked. And
it was so hard to edit too.
Oh gosh,
it was fun though. We have behind the scenes. We have like actual videos of him. So
maybe we should save like an episode of review.
Might as well. We can have, we can bring on some guests and have a grand old time.
Wow. It'd be crazy. Kind of make fun of ourselves.
Yeah.
Or I know we're hopping on Christmas now. One of my favorite episodes was The Lighthouse.
I was just thinking, I have a plan for a future It's Kind of Late episode. Most people,
I'll let you take over it.
Well, we're just going to do like a recap / best of Ramblers. And we'll just go through and pick out some of our favorite parts from the podcast and talk about them.
And we'll have
our other two are they co-hosts? If there's four of them, I guess.
We were all just people.
Yeah, I mean, but I mean, like, if there's four people, do you call them all co-hosts?
It was the actual embodiment of, hey guys, let's start a podcast. Yeah. That's exactly what it was.
We literally were like, let's just do it. And then we're like, let's go to Best Buy and buy microphones this weekend. And we did.
And then we lasted one season. And then we all got in a big fight. And the boys broke up for a bit.
And we're back.
Just like a boy band.
Yeah.
But
Backstreet's back.
All right. Copyright strike. I know. Boom.
Sorry.
I don't know. Sorry. Anything? Gosh. And now we're here.
Now you're the host of your own show.
Wow. You're here. Gosh. It always keeps on cracking. And do you know what else is here? Chipotle's new cilantro soap. Can you believe it?
I can't believe that transition. That was...
You heard that right.
You know what else Chipotle... is spicy? Chipotle.
Chipotle's new. So Chipotle has a new cilantro soap. And here's my opinion. The gag is that some people smell soap when they smell cilantro or taste it. Do you know that, right?
Cilantro, no,
there's a gene that you have that if you do smell or taste cilantro, you smell soap and not cilantro.
Well, I don't really like cilantro either, so.
Well, here's my thing is that let's say your buddy's one that gets the soap and he smells soap, but you smell cilantro. Your friend's disgusting, right?
My friend's disgusting as well.
Who?
You.
Well, I'm going to buy this soap and you're going to make me feel even better about it.
I have your new Christmas gift, I guess.
Oh, you better do not give me that. I swear. Anyways, here's the article. Some people love cilantro, but others think it tastes like soap. So it's only fitting that Chipotle releases bars of cilantro to give your shower a little kick.
That was almost as cringy as your transitions this episode.
That's what it said.
I'd rather have like Taco Bell soap, to be honest. I feel like they would make good soap.
Baja Blast soap. What would make a good
mild
soap?
Mild sauce soap.
Disgusting.
And it tastes good too, probably.
Give me... Long John Silver's horseradish soap.
Ew, that sounds terrible.
Isn't that what the fish people like?
They get tartar sauce usually. Tartar sauce. Which I only know because I worked at McDonald's and they put tartar sauce.
Let's talk about that.
I don't know if I should.
Okay.
I just had some today. It was pretty good. Pretty tasty.
But up up.
Try the new Archie Radio meal at McDonald's.
It includes geese poop and
Sarge the Swan.
His wife, his dead wife, served up on a hot skillet.
Anyone that's not from Archie is very confused at why we're talking about a swan, but that's okay. You don't understand the RCU lore.
And that part was stupid.
Okay.
This whole episode's stupid. Here's the thing. You know what? I feel like I need something off my chest.
Oh, gosh. Confession hour?
Yeah. I think it's time to have a serious conversation on this show. We never have, really.
Cut the cameras.
Cut the cameras.
All right, guys. It's been good. I got to retire. I'll see you guys on It's Ready to Rewind every Friday at 1 p.m.
So you're leaving when we're at Do a Serious Talk. Get plugged during this. I was going to talk about depression. For real, I was. For real.
Okay.
I want to put out a good PSA.
That's not sponsored by us.
That's not sponsored by anything. This is not backed by anything, not even science. This is not even advice. This is brought to you by Caden Coleman. As somebody who is, who has mental disorders, I will say holiday seasons can be hard.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Yeah.
And I don't want to be that person that's like, I felt something come over me that somebody listening is like struggling or whatever. I'm not going to do that. But I'm going to say this. You got this. Thank you guys. I love this episode. No, but on a serious note, I wanted to commend those who have gotten through it. I know my personal struggles have been kind of wavering in the air recently, you know? Because you know why? I'm hitting a 1 year anniversary, not with this show, but 1 year anniversary of starting my medication. And here's what I'll say. We're also close to a year behind one of the craziest days of my life. And Caleb was there. Okay.
Well, it was technically in February, I think, but you know.
January, late January or something. I don't know. It just has me thinking about things. Such a switch up in the episode. I feel a little bad. But I have some, let's just read off dad jokes.
Okay. Shout out to, there is a dad joke episode if you want to go listen to that.
No, we can't plug our own show.
Yes, you can. We plugged our own show earlier.
I'm going to look up cringy jokes, not even dad jokes, okay?
We can plug, we have.
So this has nothing.
We have literally plugged our own show in this episode multiple times. So go listen to it. It's dad jokes.
I used to work in a shoe recycling shop. It was soul destroying.
All right, guys, that was the end of the episode.
What kind of streets do ghosts haunt? Dead ends.
What is a local or a small town legend that you believe in?
I took part in suntanning at the Olympics, but only got bronze. Local legends. Local legends are local. And they're legends, you know. You probably heard of them. Will Rogers. Will Rogers was a man of many talents.
He was, yeah.
Singer.
Politician.
Songwriter.
Politician.
Actor.
I don't know what else he did. Actor. I don't know. We live in Claremore. And I don't
actor.
Know anything about him. Politician.
Politician. Writer. Pretty cool guy.
I guess the term would be urban legends.
Bigfoot. True or false?
False.
All right, guys.
So final speak kind of reminds me of, like, you know, your brain gets all scrambled up. What kind of eggs do you like? Do you like scrambled eggs? Do you like poached?
Have
over
you
easy?
Ever had over hard?
No.
It's where the goopy in the middle, the yolk, yeah, as people say, half of it's gooey, half of it's like a deviled egg. What?
A deviled egg's just hard-boiled egg.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Kind of scrambled up.
Kind of weird. It's kind of like half gooey, half
my favorite
solid
form of an egg is an omelet.
Those are excellent.
We have a little thing, but I'm not playing it. It's not worthy of it.
Omelets.
Omelets are good. Because omelets, you can like just stick in some cheese in there. You can put some meat. You can put some vegetables. You can put some salsa. You can put all kinds of stuff.
We know you. You don't like vegetables or anything.
I was just including everyone in this conversation.
All inclusive.
But also, like, I mean, scrambled eggs are great.
What are your thoughts on vegans?
They're don't eat meat. I don't know. I don't really have any thoughts towards them.
I have opinions. I think they have a drive.
A drive.
They stay humble. They devour. They put in the work. They put in the hours. And they take what's theirs. What's ours?
Yes. They probably do. I can't figure out how to make a note on my phone. They changed it.
Maybe you change, Caleb. That's like a married couple, okay?
A marriage story.
A marriage story, ready? How have you changed?
I just don't feel the same about you anymore.
You said you'd be there for me and my daughter.
I know what I said.
You said it.
I know what I said.
You said.
But people change.
The world changes, Caleb.
And people change as well.
But it was our world.
There's someone else.
What?
I decided to join another radio station and be the co-host of their show. What's that?
Was it Janice?
No.
From Hooters?
No.
Who was it?
It was...
Tell me her name right now. Tell me her name right now. Tell me her name.
It was just a radio station. They gave me more money.
Who? What is her name?
Wait, I forgot. There's absolutely no radio station better than RSU Radio. So I can't leave.
Me.
Guess I'm staying.
Well, our daughter just left us. Our daughter moved out. She was so upset.
Well, maybe she can submit a fan submission too. It's kind of late and complain about it. Not my problem.
And scene. Now, I just hit you with my car.
So we're just doing improv now.
Yeah. I just hit you with my car. Okay, hold on. Let's do a restart of that. Okay. I just hit you with my car, and you have to plug RSC radio in some way. Skrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr Are you drunk?
I'm a little woozy. You just hit me with your car, bro.
I think you hit me.
Wait. Whatever you were just listening to was really good, though.
My stereo's turned off.
Well, I heard something.
Maybe it's just your dreams or what you wish you could hear.
You know, for some reason in my dreams, the only thing I can keep hearing is RC Radio because it's just so good. Like, it is the radio station of my dreams.
My daughter's dead in the backseat.
Should have had a V8.
V8?
Yeah.
How about this one?
I can't believe It's Kind of Late straight up just became an improv show. But maybe it'll work.
How about this one? Let's say you went to the grocery store and you saw your substitute teacher from fifth grade get arrested. Who's who?
You're the police officer.
Well, I'm substitute.
No.
Okay. Are you substitute?
No. I am the cricket that was underneath the shelf.
Miss Taranaki, hands up. What did I do? What did I do, officer? Well, you stole the pancakes. Officer. Here's the gag. All the stories are connected.
Oh.
Car accident. Parking lot. Oh! It's like you did. And then they get out. This is going to be the MCU.
We've already had the cadence.
They get out. They get out. They get out. And they're like, oh my God, RC Radio, blah, blah, blah. And then the divorce couple walks out and plays RC Radio. Mm.
And then that makes them get back together again because it's so good. They're married again. They're getting back together.
The cop lets up the teacher go. It wasn't her.
Wow. What an inspirational story, honestly.
And the car accident, just like Forza of the game, it goes in reverse.
How many times have you played Forza?
2 times.
Okay, well, I mean, at least you know. If you have no idea what Forza is, it's a racing game. Now you're in my game, Caden. You have 30 seconds to escape my trap.
What is it? What's the game?
The game is Red Light, Green Light.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready.
Whenever I say red light, you have to talk and you cannot stop. It has to make sense.
When you say red light?
When I say green light.
Okay.
As soon as I say red light, then you have to stop talking. Whenever I say green light again, you talk about something that's completely unrelated to what I just said. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Green light.
Cucumbers are great. And here's why. Because I
red light. Green light.
My daughter is in trouble. And I want to ask the principal about it, but I feel like it's just too much for me.
Red light. Green light.
I lived once.
Red light. Green light.
I discovered a planet beyond this world. And little did I know that my neighbor was the one that ruled that planet. They died.
Red light. Green light.
Mary, it was complicated. She 1 minute liked ham, 1 minute liked turkey, you know, that kind of person. And one day she started like eating
red light.
Thing.
Green light.
If
red light. Green light.
A Brussels sprout.
Oh, I'm cutting you off there. You had 2 food-related topics back to back. You lost.
This is some good content.
This is insane.
All right, guys. I think that about calls it. Thank you for tuning in. No. I'm just kidding. Right now. You're tuned in to the National Grammy Awards, starting now. And you just heard Olivia Rodrigo with Good For You. How are you feeling, Olivia? Wow, feisty. Good for you.
You stupid.
No, not.
What's 9 plus 10?
21.
Well, it looks like it's
Let's go.
Kanye West just right on the stage with saying I'm stupid.
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness. And there's Eminem. Oh wow. The crowd is loving this. And your answer is oh okay, here, hold on. Let's see, we're doing Family Feud. Ready? I think you're a whole family. Give me the intro. Alrighty, welcome to It's Kinda Late, Family Feud Edition. Here we have the Gimberson family.
Hello.
Okay, First off, we have Emily Gimberson. How are you doing, Emily?
I'm doing fantastic.
Great. Your question is on the board. Okay. The question is, what kind of condiment would you ask from a waiter?
I can't find the music. Hold on. I only have these three.
Emily Gimberson.
What is the question?
Whoa. Emily had a voice change.
What's the question?
What kind of condiment would you ask from a waiter or waitress?
Sprite.
Not on the board. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, dang it.
All right. And next up is Roy Gimberson, Emily's father.
Hello.
How are you, Roy?
Very good.
Okay, Roy. What's your job? What do you do?
I am a chemical engineer.
Why do you sound
like... I'm
very
rich.
Okay.
I'm richer than you.
All right. All right.
I'm actually going to buy this show.
Well, then you should know this question. What kind of condiment?
Ketchup.
Survey says... No. No.
No, it actually is right.
No, I'm sorry. Survey, people are crazy.
Actually, survey says that is correct.
Alrighty. I actually put my pants. Alrighty. On to your next guest, Sharisha Gimberson. Sharisha, how are you?
Hi.
Sharisha.
Yeah.
Why do you sound like Meow Mix?
I'm only 12.
Okay, Sharisha. Quick question for you.
My mom's getting a divorce.
That's not the question. Sharisha, name a condiment that you would ask for from a waiter or waitress.
Barbecue.
Survey says. That's on the record music. On the board.
Yay. I choose to steal.
Well, Sharisha, it's not how the game goes.
Okay.
And next up, last but not least for this family, Serena Gimberson. Serena, how are you? Serena, I see that you're in college.
I sure am.
Okay. Do you... What's your favorite school subject?
I like farming.
Are you related to this family or?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So what if I told you
I'm adopted?
Okay. What if I told you farming was not an answer?
I wasn't saying that. Yes, what I was in school for.
Farming.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What kind of condiment did you ask for from a waiter or waitress?
I got two for you, Steve.
only
mustard or ketchup?
I'm going to say it.
Seeing as your dad already said ketchup, is on the board. Mustard is on the board. Survey says yes. Now on to the next family, and we have a new host.
Hey guys,
you're the host.
I'm the host. Name's Steve. Steven Harvey. Welcome to It's Family Feud. What's your name?
Sally.
Hey Sally, how you doing? Nice, how you doing, ma'am? That was your answer? Not a good answer. So, what's the question again? Hold on. The question is, where's the happiest place on the world? That is incorrect. Sorry. Up next, we have the dad of the family. His name is Steven.
Hey, yo! It's Steven!
Hello, Steven.
Hey, we have matching names!
You have way too much energy.
Man. We have matching
you
names!
You have way too much energy, dude.
Okay!
So, the question for you is, where's the happiest place on Earth?
I have a few options, Steve. Steven.
Yeah, what's the answer?
Okay. Enough of the guess. My family. Time with my family.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
Your family's not a place. Your family's not a place, Steven.
Oh, gosh darn it.
Sorry. Get in my way now. It's your wife's turn. Hey, wife. What's up?
Hi, Steven.
Where's the happiest place on Earth besides with me?
Funny you say that because I was going to say that as well.
Excuse me?
I think you're attractive.
What?
And I think...
Ma'am, you're...
Regardless of what the
people... Your husband's right there.
Hey! I support it! All right, Steven. Here, I'm gonna be straight. Put romantic music on.
I'm gonna say it.
Steven, give me... Steven, I just... No matter what the survey says, I want you to know that I love you. And I think you're gonna be a father to my child.
Let's go.
No, I'm good.
All right, everybody, and that's all for It's Kinda Late. Thank you for joining me, Caden Coleman, with my producer, Caleb Broker, on the craziest episode you've ever heard.
Just scatterbrain like finals are.
And we hope you know that RSC Radio, as well as It's Kinda Late, is with you this holiday season, as well as final season. It's all you college students out there.
I agree, and I mean, we're done with finals, but some people have some next week, so best of luck to you as well.
Anyways, it's going to be a pain to edit, but we'll see you next week. Bye, guys.
That wraps up this episode of It's Kinda Late. You can listen to this episode as well as every other one made in a podcast form on your favorite platform or rsuradio.com/podcasts. See you next week, Friday at 7 p.m.